May 7th, Charlie Plies.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
On this date in 2016, Charlie started a new job at a golf course, and that job provides the setting for today's story.
You don't always need the right answer. Sometimes you just need to listen. At the golf course in Minnesota one Monday afternoon, Charlie and his coworker Thomas were bartending. Generally speaking, bartenders can be good listeners, and Charlie was exceptional. He listened with purpose. "Man, I'm done with church. I'm done with God." Charlie heard Thomas saying this to the coworkers around him. This line of conversation caught Charlie's ear. He too had been hurt by the church, a church he had been deeply involved with for many years, even employed at, and the sting still lingered. Charlie knew what it was like to not be heard, and he also knew what it was like for someone to really listen to him and to value what he had to say. He had experienced both sides of this scenario and learned a valuable lesson. Men are not God. God was different from man. God was good. "So you're done with God forever, huh?" Charlie wiped the counter. "How's that working out for you?" Thomas had gone through addiction and overcome it. He was a winner in a huge battle, but today he felt hurt. "I'm done," he said. "I don't need to be looked down on when I go to church because of what I've been through. I don't need to be preached at and told how bad I am. I already know that." "You're right," Charlie said. These ideas were familiar to Charlie. He said, "What you need is hope." What Thomas also needed was a listening ear. He needed someone to help him see that man does not equal God. Over the next many weeks, Charlie and Thomas talked a lot. Charlie soon discovered that Thomas's two adult kids were also struggling, even getting into the same tough lifestyle Thomas had just escaped. Charlie asked Thomas, "Do you want your kids to be done with God too, like you are? If they're struggling like you say they are, you might want to encourage them to move toward him, not away from him." Thomas shrugged. Obviously, he was unsure if he could trust God or not. "What are your kids' names?" Charlie asked. "If it's okay, I'd like to write down their names and pray for them." Thomas looked surprised. "You'd do that?" "I would," Charlie said, and he did. Charlie wrote their names on a sticky note and put them near his computer. And every time he looked at them, he said a few simple prayers over Thomas's kids every single day. Over time, Thomas talked, Charlie listened, and kept reminding Thomas that Jesus can be a true friend, someone he can trust, and someone who won't look down on him because of the things he had done in the past. And over time, Thomas changed. He went from giving up on God and church to being willing to give them both another try. Within a year of their first conversation, Thomas got a new job and moved away. But he left with a willingness to try again with God. He even said that after his move, he was going to find a new church. Psalm chapter 18, verse 30 says, "God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection." Have you ever been allowed to be a listener for someone who needed to talk? You don't always need the right answer. Sometimes you just need to listen.
My name is Brad Hawkins, CEO of a cybersecurity company called SaferNet, and I just listened to a fantastic story by 365 Christian Men again, and this one was about Charlie Ply. Now, what I like about Charlie is he's just the normal, everyday guy, just like we all are. He worked at a golf course, he served at a bar for part of his job and interacted with his coworkers. But what I also loved about him is that he represented God. He represented church in a way that I'm sure pleased the Lord. You know, we oftentimes look at the church as representing God all the time. And church is messy. There's a lot of things that go on in church that I'm sure that God is even sad about. But in this case, Charlie, he listened to Thomas explaining how much he didn't like the church. And he didn't argue with him. He didn't tell him he was wrong. He just listened to him, cared about him, and treated him the way Jesus would have treated him. He prayed for his kids. He cared for him. And in the long run, he was church to Thomas. And encouraged him to build a stronger unity within a larger church when he moved away. But I challenge you, take a look at your life, who's around you. Who is it that you can be church to? They might have gotten hurt at a church building, and there might have been people that called themselves Christians that were not overly kind. But who is it that you could represent God to? Who is it that you could be church to? I challenge you, love someone around you. Love the people that are around you and show them who God really is. God bless you.